To enhance good governance. 4 million Zambians benefited from Cash for Work. In international news, Ivory Coast bars Laurent Gbagbo and key opposition leader from presidential race. And in sports news, Tunisia becomes second team after Morocco to qualify for FIFA World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilandi Mulenga. Zambia Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza, has justified the need for a strong opposition, stating that a formidable opposition is crucial for enhancing good governance. Mr. Mwanza says the current state of opposition in the country remains unattractive, hence emphasizing that the ruling UPND government requires a strong opposition to govern properly. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwanza has expressed concern about the impasse surrounding the leadership of the former ruling party, the Patriotic Front. He has attributed the leadership impasse to political influence, however, warning that politically inclined civil servants are prone to political manipulation and are endangering the democratic gains of the country that the country has achieved since the introduction of multi-party democracy. In another development, the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development says more than 4 million people benefited from phase 1 of the Cash for Work program since it started in 2024. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Beery, further stated that phase 2 of the program will be launched before the end of this year. Mr. Beery said government is currently reviewing the first phase to address challenges such as delayed disbursements and logistical gaps. He emphasized that refining the system to ensure timely payments will be key focus in phase 2, as this is vital in providing the economic well-being of citizens. He explained that during the first phase, thousands of community projects were implemented across the country, including road rehabilitation, drainage clearing, and environmental conservation works. Mr. Beery added that Cash for Work did not only create short-term jobs, but also benefited local communities.
We are hoping that by the end of the fourth quarter of 2025, we should be able now to roll out the phase 2 of the Cash for Work. I think this review is important to ensure that both the beneficiaries and also the public make maximum benefit from the program for Cash for Work.
In a separate development, the Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, has called on the government to prioritize youth development, given their significant share of country's population. ZEHEST Executive Director Clarence Muziamba stressed the importance of investing in entrepreneurship and skills training programs to empower young people and boost their contribution to national economic growth. Speaking on the Parafem Breakfast Show, Mr. Muziamba noted that the majority of voters in the 2021 general elections were youth, underscoring the urgency to addressing their needs. He acknowledged government efforts made so far, but emphasized that more must be done, including the construction of additional skills training centers across the country.
The majority of our population are young people. And when we look about, if you turn right, if you turn left, you are going to see a young person somewhere. So this is a dying group that indeed government needs to take care, like I said. So, and even when it comes to the last elections, that actually meant this government to be in power. It is us, the many, many young people that stand up to vote. So we see that what government can do more, of course they have introduced various empowerment programs. We cannot take away that. The CDF is among them, and CEC is there. But government can still do more by creating more, by being more inclusive, by creating more skills training centers near where young people are stationed, so that they can be captured.
In another development, Kekatone Youth Foundation founder and director Walinase Nyirongo has disclosed that youth involvement in empowerment activities is critical in ensuring that they become productive and contribute positively to the community. Mr. Nyirongo explained that his foundation has empowered youths from across the district who are now engaged in car washing and other income-generating activities, enabling them to play a meaningful role in society. Apart from youth empowerment, the foundation has also established a business development fund to provide young people with grants and mentorship. Speaking in an interview with Power FM News, Mr. Nyirongo said that when youths are engaged in productive activities, it deters them from criminal and illicit behavior such as drug and substance abuse, which he described as a major hindrance for many people. In international news, Ivory Coast presidential race took a dramatic turn on Monday as two major opposition figures were officially barred from next month's election. The Constitutional Court announced that former President Laurent Gbagbo and former Credit Suisse CEO Tidjane Thiam are ineligible to run in the October 25th vote. The council cited their removal from the electoral roll as the reason for the exclusion. Thiam, leader of the PDCI, Ivory Coast's largest opposition party, was removed in April due to nationality-related legal issues after acquiring French citizenship. Gbagbo, head of the African People's Party, Ivory Coast, was excluded because of a past criminal conviction. Despite these disqualifications, both men had formally submitted their candidacies to challenge President Alassane Ouattara, who is seeking a fourth term at the age of 83. With the exclusion, five candidates remain in the race, including former First Lady Simone Ehivet Gbagbo, the former ministers Jean-Louis Billon, Ahua Don Mello, and Henriette Lagoue. Still in international news, Ethiopia is getting ready for the inauguration on Tuesday for its controversial Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, GERD. The mega plant built by Addis Ababa on the waters of the Blue Nile has raised concerns in Egypt and Sudan over the potential reduction of water levels downstream. Many African leaders are expected to skip Tuesday's inauguration due to the ongoing controversy. The $5 billion United States dollars dam has been under construction since 2011. It's expected to produce more than 5,000 megawatts, doubling Ethiopia's carrying output. Part of that will be exported to neighboring countries. Despite the formation of a joint panel to discuss the sharing of the Blue Nile water, tensions remain high. Egypt has denounced what it called Addis Ababa's unilateral decisions regarding the use of the Nile's waters. Ethiopia says it has been careful to ensure water flows downstream throughout the year. It claims the huge dam will not only benefit its own population, but also its neighbors, and it sees it as an opportunity to become Africa's leading electricity exporter. Ethiopian Water Minister Haptamu Itefa said the country has no intention of harming any of the neighboring countries. Mohamed Ali Ben Ramdan sent Tunisia to the World Cup with a goal in the fourth minute of injury time that secured a 1-0 win over Equatorial Guinea on Monday in qualifier. We take a short break and return shortly with the sports story in detail.
More news still to come on Power FM. iCare from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit iCare.napsa.co.za and take full control of your NAPSA account. Whether you want to register your company or your employees, submit NAPSA returns or pay contributions, or you want to register yourself as a member, update your details or simply check your account status. iCare have got you covered with convenience and reliability. Experience the future of social security today. iCare from NAPSA. Secure your future.
Welcome to NAPSA iCare. Is your number one station. Bring you the best offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +660 961 690 486. Elevate your business.